ABC Radio Australia.
Social media platform TikTok has turned former military strongman Prabowo Subianto into a lovable dancing grandpa, and now he's likely to become the next president of Indonesia. But there's fear his past, which is marred by human rights allegations, could spell bad things for West Papua. Carl Evans has more.
With awkward dance moves and slick cartoons, Prabowo Subianto struck a chord with Indonesia's young voters on the social media platform TikTok. And now he's in pole position to become the country's next president following last week's election. In West Papua, journalist Victor Marbor says voting turnout was strong in the capital, Jayapura, despite calls for a boycott from the United Liberation Movement leader, Benny Wenda.
I don't know. I think in the municipality in the Jayapura, people doesn't hear that.
Similar to other parts of Indonesia, Mr. Mambor says Prabowo was popular among young voters, many of whom weren't aware of human rights allegations which have marred his reputation in the past.
When I make a report for the news outlet in Washington, they told me they will choose. I asked them, why you choose Prabowo? You will choose Prabowo because Prabowo is funny for them. They doesn't know about the history. They don't know.
But outside of Jayapura, Benny Wenda says calls for a boycott were heard loud and clear.
I think most of people are just stay home, you know. There is no trust. Only some people vote because of their working with Indonesian government, civil servant, for example, and head of the regency, and people who are working with Indonesian governments. But ordinary people, most activists and our people, most of them are not involved. They just stay home. And some of them are destroying and they burn down. And also publicly, they not going to vote. So, yeah, that's what I got update from the people in back home.
For those that did vote, a traditional voting model called the knock-in system was employed in some remote areas. The system saw community members entrust their voting rights to tribal chiefs to elect candidates on their behalf. Mr. Wenda says he fears what Prabowo, a former military commander accused of human rights abuses in Papua and Timor-Leste, could mean for his people.
We're not confident with the Prabowo because he's involved a lot of things in West Papua when he was General Kopassus, and he's involved many things and killing my people.
Among allegations against Prabowo is the torture and kidnapping of political activists in 1998. He's long denied the allegations and nothing has been proven. If elected, he's vowed to protect West Papuans, even offering to grant amnesty for armed separatist groups who turn themselves in. But Kami Webb-Gannon, a Pacific decolonisation researcher at the University of Wollongong, can't see that happening.
The independence movement is swelling in its ranks, is more determined than ever, has more international support than it's ever had due to the rise of social media and the incredible indigenous and decolonization networks, climate change networks that are growing around the world. And so there's a sense that the hope for decolonization is getting stronger amongst West Papuans. So there's nothing in it for West Papuans to agree to work with Prabowo. No one will be committing to surrendering.
From an economic standpoint, she says Prabowo would likely take a developmental approach toward West Papua, but she worries it would benefit mainly Indonesian migrants, much like it did under Joko Widodo.
One of his big projects was building the Trans-Papua Highway. The road itself was not actually a benign project in that, while it was supposed to be able to facilitate improved transport between the coast and the highlands and to open up communication, to open up transport, to deliver a better quality of life to people living in the highlands, what it actually meant was that the people who had the contract to build the road were primarily Indonesian. A lot of them also were part of the army, and it meant the jobs that were opened up were extended to Indonesian migrants, and it gave the army a greater presence in West Papua. And so what Prabowo means is that this developmentalist approach will continue, but it will have a harder edge to it. Prabowo, he's got a long-standing history as a military man. He's a staunch nationalist and Muslim. Many West Papua Windsor Christian. Under Jokowi, there was a rising intolerance against minorities, against Chinese and Christians. All of this doesn't bode well for West Papuans.